Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, December 20th, 2013. It's paranormal, sounds like sci-fi, or looks like sci-fi, night. And we have a wonderful program planned for you this evening, and we're looking forward to sharing a lot of information and some healings for everyone and to assist everyone, especially if you're new, to finding Creation Lightship and the wonderful healings they can do for you. Ron's website, if you would like more information, is creationlightship.com. Among many free healings and all sorts of information, you will find information about this coming Sunday, the 22nd, and the following Sunday, the 29th. Ron will be hosting the 8-hour body intensive calls where you get 8 hours of healing on Creation Lightship, and they're simply wonderful. So if you haven't experienced that yet or you want to try one or two both days, please do that. This evening we'll be taking questions and comments from the fast chat and also from the email account, which I have open now. It's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we always appreciate testimonials about any healings that you've had or experiences you've had because of Creation Lightship. Also, we were going to talk about clones and if you're noticing clones and the changes on the earth of the last few days. We'll get into that more. So we're looking forward to your input on all those things. Meantime, before Ron comes on, if you want to find the picture of the light being, which is on the BBS page, or you can go to Creation Lightship, and on the opening page, just scroll down a little, and you'll see the beautiful light being. You can bring that up, and when Ron comes on, he'll activate that with the peace energy directly from Source, from Creation Lightship. So I'm looking forward to the show, and welcome everyone, and now welcome Ron.
Hi, everybody. So let's bring up the light beam, and here we go. Going to energize it so you can feel some more peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll turn it back over to you, Ann. We can see what people are doing tonight and stuff.
Thank you, Ron. I hope that many people are feeling as I do and that we have some upliftment and peace here because of the Earth Spirit being back. But it still is Friday, and I always like to ask you, Ron, if you could just clear everybody's stresses and anxiety and perhaps pressures they felt from the week of working, even if it isn't exactly the end of your work week right now, but it is for many people.
Okay, so here we go. So one, getting rid of some of the traumas and stress. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, you want to think of that stress that you had or anxiety during the week. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so we'll see what that affects people. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And we have a nice, this email actually just came in, and I have others as well from even Wednesday. But someone is saying that today, they're in Pennsylvania, by the way, all the clouds look broken up, even the dark ship clouds, and I've never seen this before. We talked a little bit about on Wednesday about a lot of people seeing clouds breaking up in the sky after they do the Earth Protection and the Gray Skies timeline. So thank you very much, listener, for sharing that. That's very interesting. And I want to share that here in California, I definitely saw some beautiful, puffy, round clouds today, and none of them were flat-bottomed like usual.
Very good. So let's do a gray sky clearing here, see if that'll affect anybody right now. Then we'll do an oxygen clearing. We'll see how that affects you, too. So here we go. One. Gray sky. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. Okay, now we're going to do the oxygen. So here we go, everybody. So you want to maybe take a deep breath here. And here we go. Oh, stronger. 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 Stronger and stronger. Okay, so we just got through releasing some of this energy here. And let's do that again here. This will be the energy that's making you maybe have problems with breathing. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Thank you. Somebody, since we'll stay on the subject of the clouds for a moment, someone said, I saw a fire dragon cloud today. It was so cool. I'm not sure where that person is geographically, but thank you for your comment. And thank you for the gray sky clearing. Oh, someone said, I've been running the gray sky clearing for 3 days. Have snow today. So it doesn't mean, Ron, that, you know, we're going to eliminate any weather patterns, right, when we do the gray skies clearing. It's just kind of, if there's something hiding up there in the clouds, it's not supposed to be there, namely an alien ship or something, that will help get rid of it, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, uh-huh.
It doesn't mean we're eliminating weather or that it mightn't rain or snow, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. And actually, the same listener who wrote in about the clouds also wanted to share that on Wednesday, I felt very different. And I'm going to guess she means she felt good, different. Then heard later on the Wednesday night show about the Earth spirit. And I think a lot of people were feeling kind of uplifted and maybe a little more peaceful and safe. I kind of feel like I feel a little more safe here on the Earth. So could you talk a little bit more, Ron, in case some people didn't hear Wednesday's show, about the Earth spirit returning to Earth and what changes we might expect?
Yeah, so you're probably going to feel maybe happier, feel a little more like you're internally connected. May not be able to put your finger on it, but your elements of your body are now being re-energized by the Earth spirit because it wasn't, it's been like a couple of years since that's happened. So you will start to feel a little different, might feel happier, might feel a little more secure, might feel like, you know, you just feel better. So that's kind of what's going on. So the Earth spirit's back, and it's battling aliens that are here right now. So it's getting rid of ones that are taking away free will, free choice that still continue and want to do that. So that's kind of what's happening. So you may feel changes up and down with your body, maybe a little bit. Possibly you could have something inside of you that doesn't want to get released, and you might feel the energies kind of like having a tug of war inside of you. That could be a possibility too. But basically, it should be getting better shortly here, and you should be feeling, you know, a lot more alive. The Earth Spirit had to come in because of the solstice that's coming up here, the 21st tomorrow. people are doing the rituals and things, bringing in darkness. And that was the main energies that would be used for the aliens to come in here to steal the planet. So basically there'd be no timelines of light left here as the planet would get stolen. Darkness January 1st. So that now is not going to happen. And anyway, see what goes on here in the future. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And on Wednesday, we talked about the importance of running the Gray Skies Clearing, the Earth Protection Clearing, which are both free on Ron's website. Again, it's creationlightship.com, because that will help the light beings be alerted to sort of where to go and what to check out to help us be protected. And again, let me just click and see what it's called, because I do have my healings opened here. At the top left under the key, Ron has a section called Sample Healings, and it's under that section that you will find the Earth Protection. And I think it's there's just no reason why all of us, anyone listening, can't be just running those, especially since tomorrow is the solstice. And in addition, if you possibly can, please run some timeline crashes on tomorrow's date and maybe the word solstice, right, Ron? Do you want to talk more about how we could clear that out tomorrow and kind of help the Earth spirit?
Yeah, but that is correct.
Okay, so just you want everybody to do that. You don't want to need to elaborate on that.
No, you just go in and do that, and you can see, you might feel your body changing even after the energies come in here from the darkness. Remember, they can still come in, not as strong as if they would have normally, but, you know, all depends how, you know, your friends and family, neighbors, groups that you maybe have belonged to, you know, what they're doing. As far as bringing in these darkness energies, you have to realize that they are on their way. So the aliens are probably still wanting to come in here to gain territory. I'm Otel. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I would add that if you haven't already done the natal barcode clearing, it's wonderful, and a good thing to put in that, not that the timeline crashes will help you as well, but to do the natal barcode and put in tomorrow's date and the word solstice, I think that would be very helpful. Is there any reason why you couldn't do that a little bit ahead of time, Ron, or should that be done tomorrow?
Well, the natal one is not a free clearing, so
no.
If you already have that one, yeah, by all means, do that. It could help
out
a lot. So, you know, the main thing is, what do you want to do with saving yourself? Because if your spirit didn't come in here, might not be here in a few days. So know that and try to help out a little bit. So back to you, and we'll see what comes up here.
Right, and you're helping yourself, you know, and the whole planet and all of us when you do those clearings. Okay, we have a question. On the fast chat, does the Earth's spirit have memory?
No, not exactly. It knows what the blueprint is. So, you know, knows what's supposed to be here. So if it's not here, then it can go, wow, why isn't this here? Okay. But as far as memory, no, nothing in light has memory. So that's correct. There's no memory in the light.
Okay. So that means the Earth spirit is here and sort of learning or experiencing what's happened to his creation, right, since he's been here last or been aware, right?
Oh, it'll match up the blueprint.
if the blueprint
isn't here that it created, then, you know, it's going to see what's going on, in a sense, to try to reestablish that blueprint.
Oh, so that's why most of us feel so good, right? As soon as the Earth spirit came back, that blueprint sort of went back into place.
Yes,
And that's why the trees and the shrubs and all seemed more vibrant, which I meant to mention, I totally noticed. around where I live, the big change in the
colors
and that kind of thing. So I don't know if anyone else noticed that. But I thought that was very interesting. And then you also asked people on Wednesday's show to kind of pay attention to what's going on with the many clones that we have here on Earth and to see how they're faring. And can you kind of go over that again, Ron, for our listeners about the fact that there are clones here and how this Earth spirit coming back will be affecting them?
It's hard to say what's going to happen. Remember, the clones that are created by aliens, since they probably are not having the energy from the Earth making the bodies, okay, they may look real, but it may not have the same elements in it. So remember, the energy from the Earth spirit created you from the element and has that frequency that it put into it. So the clones may not have that. So if they don't have it, then how are they going to get nurtured? And what's is that energy of the Earth spirit going to actually be detrimental for them? It's not that it's going to attempt to hurt them, but maybe they may not have something in place on the creative dark side creation energies to allow that to happen. You know, maybe the Earth spirit has a frequency that they never thought of, and it could actually start to maybe unwind the clones. I don't know. But, I guess the answer or question would be, how are the clones that have a different life form going to be able to resonate, or not even resonate, but be with another energy that's completely alien to them? Remember, when the clones were put forth in the last couple of years, the Earth spirit was not here. So that may not have been taken into effect upon, the dark side clone energies. They may have just figured the Earth spirit would never come back because they chased it away. And now that it's back, it's hard to say how that's going to affect and relate to the clones. It'd be like how are you going to sustain, life on a different planet that looks like it's hospitable to you, but all of a sudden, the whole energy of the planet changes. Maybe you're living on it before, now all of a sudden something happens to where there's a different type of energy there. Are you going to be able to sustain life there? Maybe not. Maybe you are. So, I don't know. So it's time will tell. And just kind of watch the clones out there. Sit down and watch people and see which ones don't have any body energy. Now you're really going to be able to tell the difference between a human and a clone. Humans now will be animated. They're going to be full of life, full of a lot of life force energy, just like the trees are and the plants, things in nature. So now the difference will be even further apart. So even if you don't simply be, can see anything or think you can't, it may be more obvious now to you, and it will probably really, really show up. So, back to you, Anne.
Okay. So, someone is saying on the fast chat here, I noticed my grandpa was more friendly and laughing out of the blue since the Earth spirit's been back. So, this person's grandfather is likely human, correct? Not a clone.
Yeah, he'd have to be, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because the clones are going to be kind of thrown off.
And now, if you're listening and you're a clone, maybe you don't see anything changing, okay? Maybe you look at things and it all looks the same to you. Well, then that's an indication that you may not have the energies in you as a human would. I have to throw that out too. We do have clearings to make a clone energy, having light come into a clone. But the original body of the clone, which was human, is and has probably been on, the dinner table someplace. So anyway, I won't get too much into that. But the whole thing is, if you are a clone listening and you say, I didn't feel anything happening here. I'm hearing these programs. I don't feel anything. I can't tell the difference between a rock and a human or a tree. It all looks the same to me. Well, that means that you don't have that energy to detect it. So you may want to do the clearings to make yourself into light. It's a clone into light healing. So that's it's a free clearing on the website. You may have to ask for it. We can send it over to you. but that could help you out immensely. And then the light shift will actually make and put into you a spirit into the body, make this body work, and then also one, you know, into you that looks out of your eyes. So that's the way it works. So it's the way life is here on planet Earth. Remember, it may not be any different than anything else that's out there. We just happen to be seeing more of this weird stuff here. And you're actually seeing clone replicas all the time. I saw a lady yesterday that was quite interesting. She had really, really, really thin-looking legs. Wouldn't even think she, you know, she had any legs on her. Looked like a child's legs on a grown-up. It's really strange, but anyway, and everybody was looking at her. Because her legs are probably maybe, maybe at the most a 3-inch diameter leg. Well, look more like arms were at the legs, you know. But anyway, you know, weird things happen. I don't know who they're dropping in here. Maybe they made a problem mistake with their blueprint. It looked fine on their R&D table, and they dropped her in here. They don't know the difference yet. They would have to re-abduct her and put her into another body type and then bring her back down again. So back to you, Ann.
Well, I don't suppose there's any chance any ET races would return some humans to Earth.
No, I don't see. I guess they could, but what? Why would they want to do
because
that?
If they took them, that means they're bad. They're off energy for doing that, so they're not likely to turn around and do something good.
I doubt that. You know, it might be wishful thinking, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Maybe you've already been in the dinner table chain, you know, the real you. So anyway, I guess we'll get off this subject. It might make people
right.
I like the show too much, thinking that they're you know, they're dessert someplace. So anyway, back
yeah,
to you,
really.
Ann.
Okay, someone did comment. I felt a little discombobulated today instead of my usual calm and balance. Now, is it possible that a human, you know, and someone who's heart-centered and has been doing the healings might feel a little off balance with the Earth spirit being back here because of so many changes going on? Or do you think that was another effect, another cause, rather?
Maybe. I don't know. I just don't know how to answer that one. I guess anything's possible. Maybe see if anybody in the fast chat felt so really weird or strange because of the Earth spirit being here. I don't know. For myself, looking at people, they all seem to be happier. They seem to look maybe a little bit lighter, possibly. And the trees were very, very, you know, I could use the word dense, but it's the wrong word to use, but they had a lot of presence. So that's what I found. And
that's what I've been noticing as well, Ron. Like, I had to deal with someone today who is, you know, let's say very clerical, administrative, someone that could potentially, you know, end up giving me a really hard time and making my life miserable. And I showed up, and this person is like this lit up, happy, organized, precise person that, you know, went down a list and explained everything to me. And I was like, you are just so delightful. Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been having kind of, you know, good luck, I guess, running into other humans. Though someone is saying out here, they see a few people who are very blah in energy. Might they be clones? They seem so out of it.
Yeah, I can't say that they would be, but, you know, you have to look at other people. Ones that stand out. If you're in a room with a few people that are real and the other ones aren't, or most aren't, then you know that the ones that aren't won't have any life force. So that's one way to evaluate what's happening.
Right. Okay, here's an interesting question. You have given us... for creation, all of our creation light ship healings, the New Earth transfer. So So when we do a healing with on Creation Lightship on the website, we transfer them so that they're held for us, so that when ascension time comes, more of us can be found by the light beings. So we have a question here. If Earth Spirit is here, what will happen to our transfer clearings? They're in the eighth dimension.
I don't know who got that. No, but that's all false information.
Because there's no eighth dimension, right?
There's no eighth. Whoever thought of that, there's no eighth dimension. It's just an energy level that's put out by the light to allow you to hold your space. That's all that it's for. So that's
right.
That's what it's for. The Earth Spirit here has nothing to do with you saving your clearings, okay? This is why that's put out. That's why we created that, so that you could have a place to put your clearings, like by locating your clearing here and there, so that when ascension time does come, and if you happen to get taken sideways, you're still going to be noticed. So that's what it is. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I think that, you know, there was possibly a little bit of a, you know, misunderstanding there, you know, with that listener. But I know a lot of people use that terminology of different dimensions and that kind of thing, but we don't normally use that in regard to the Creation Lightship. Okay, now we have more emails for me to get through here. Okay, brand new one came. And that someone else saw a woman like you described that had little skinny legs, almost like a spider or something. So that's interesting. Someone else saw that too. And when she got when she got close to her, she felt a little sick to her stomach. Ugh. You didn't feel sick when you saw that person, did you, Ron? Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, just another weird situation and weird event. You know, if you start looking around and become more conscious, you'll start seeing all the strange, weird things that are happening here on this planet once you become aware of what's happening. If you're not aware, then you probably won't even know what we're talking about. But the whole thing is, you know, be aware of what's happening.
Right.
Connect to your spirit through the mind to heart drop so you can be in the moment. If you're not in the moment, then where are you? Down on timelines, and that's not a good place to be. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you. And, well, someone here said something very nice and helpful, that the Earth Spirit is going to reveal some of our turbulence, and then we have the opportunity to clear it by the light. So that's a good point. I believe he's addressing, you know, the other person who said they felt a little out of balance, you know, that maybe that's just an opportunity for that person to see what they need to clear out of them.
Yeah, I guess it could be that, you know. I don't know. Just find out what you need to clear in yourself, I guess. You know,
right.
What are you missing, you know? Where do you feel insecure? I start looking at fears. Fears might bring forth something to you that you may want to get rid of. Or after you do the emotional clearing, what comes up to most of people is fear of something. There could be maybe anxiety or something else, but look at fear. If you don't know what kind of clearing to do next, then I would say do the fear clearing. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And on Wednesday, you talked about, well, I almost said one of my favorite things. It's a very hard thing to do, but you have talked about doing the negative affirmations for clearings, and we have a testimonial about that. That someone kept saying, I'm afraid to have money, and, you know, I'm afraid of money, and they feel that it really worked, and they advertised some furniture for sale, and in 5 minutes it was sold. Maybe, and she said, no, now I'm getting greedy. Maybe I need to ask for more money now. So maybe you could talk a little bit again about that negative affirmation, Ron, because I think it's wonderful. You know, and the difference between doing that and a positive affirmation.
Well, the negative one just connects you to an energy that you have inside of yourself. Remember, you're just judging the energy. So it doesn't matter if it's plus or minus or, you know, good or bad or whatever. It's what's blocking you. So you're looking at a blockage. And so since we deal with emotions here, and we're sort of taught that when you get upset, that's really bad and you should be happy all the time. Well, sometimes that energy of being upset works its way from inside of you coming out, and now you're dealing with situations that you really don't like or want to have. So you first find out where you are with the situation. It could be, you know, like I say, cancer. It could be lack of a job, lack of money, whatever it is. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you're out there in the dating scene listening, and you're kind of young, and you're afraid to ask, you know, a person out. So, you know, you see them, and you want to ask them out, and you kind of tremble in your boots, you know. So what would that be? So you want to first figure out what that situation is. So you first say, you know, I love maybe being embarrassed by asking somebody out, or I love to feel foolish, or maybe you stutter or something. You know, all different things can happen when you, you know, get, you know, onto a situation that you feel very uncomfortable doing, okay? So you just figure out what that is. I'll just use the cancer thing. So, you know, you can say, you know, I love my cancer. So right away, most people who would have cancer or whatever they have probably would think I'm crazy because they don't want to have it. Well, you already have it. You already got the situation. It's not as if you don't have it. You know, you're not going to wake up tomorrow. Oh, wow, you know, it's gone. Well, it could be gone, but typically it may not be, okay? So let's just say that each day you wake up and you get in fear more each day. Because, you know, you were told that by your doctor or somebody else that, I could be pushing buttons here, but this may help you out. You know that because of having cancer, you may not be around in a year or a couple years or something. Because it's maybe the doctor says, well, it's growing in you. Well, geez, that would be a pretty awful thing to hear, you know. And it could be true. So right away, you know, each day you wake up and you say, oh, I'm blessed that I'm here, you know. Well, did you get rid of the cancer? No, you're just saying that you're glad that you're here today and you're trying to live in the moment, but it's not going to help you heal that cancer. So right away you say, I love having my cancer. And basically, you know, you can even say, I have the best cancer out here on this planet. Boy, I created the best cancer. Okay, well, that's where you are. So that's your situation where you are. Now you want to look at it and say, how does it make you feel? Well, you could look at it and say, gee, I'm going to be dead in a year. For most people, if they said that, they'd probably freak out. But you want to, you know, indicate where you are, and then you want to do how it makes you feel. And you have to love it out of your life. So you just keep saying those two things. I love my created cancer, and I love that I'll be dead in a year. Or something similar. And you keep saying it out loud, and you're going to be going through different stages of emotions as it gets keyed and triggered in you. And eventually you're going to get done with it after you probably go through a lot of crying and maybe heartache, being upset. And you're going to go from just saying it as far as words and going down into the very bottom. You're going right to the core of that issue, to where these words mean something on you, okay, or to you. And then you work your way out of it. So if you do have something that's maybe life-threatening, then maybe you want to get a friend to help you. And you keep saying it out loud. Do you have any examples that you can think of that we talked about in the past, Dan?
Oh, well, so many of them. I love being lonely. You know, I love having to do everything on my own. It's just, I love this exercise, and I've done it a few times. It's so different than the positive affirmation crew because it allows you to really look at your reality and not just avoid it. because if you're saying a positive affirmation to avoid an issue, you know, you're not only not going to heal it or connect to it, you're going to probably make things worse for yourself. So I can't think of too many specifically anymore that we did. I'm pretty sure you did lonely and all the health ones, of course.
I love not having money, and I love being... Oh,
right, of course. I love being poor. I love worrying about money. I love not... You know, I love worrying about not being able to pay my rent or pay all my bills.
Yep, so what it'll do, it'll push buttons in you, and you may get rid of one button, and then you realize that another one popped up in its place. Just, you know, won't be as intense as the first one, but it's still there. So you want to keep working on it. And after a while, like I said, you're going to be laughing. What made you feel the worst, wanting to throw up at first, you're going to be laughing about it because you realize, how could these letters that make up a word have power over me? Remember, those words could be, you know, stuck inside of you, you know, for, you know, many, many lifetimes. Remember, your body has all this stuff inside of it. You didn't know it's a body issue. So that's the whole process, and, you know, it's a way that you could clear something pretty quickly if it's a gigantic issue and you just can't seem to get over it. You know, you can always do the self-empowerment clearing. That's a little more gentle. But if you got an issue that you really want to grab, you know, the bull by the horns and look at it in the eyes, this one here does it. And it's not an easy one to do at first. Once you do one of these, you're going to go, wow, I got it out of my cell memory pretty quickly. So that's kind of, you know, one way to do this. And it's not easy, like I said, and most people are not going to want to say it because they're going to think that they're bringing the issue to them. Oh, why would I love my cancer? I got cancer, but why would I love this thing? Well, you have to love it out of your life. You got to get into the energy of it and become that energy. That's the whole trick. You have to become that energy of what and how you think it's relating to you. And that's why you use the second part, the way it makes you feel, because you work with feelings here and emotions. So you may want to, you know, just expound upon that more. And just keep saying it, and it may take 1,000 times or more. But eventually you're going to be out of it and feel a great relief, because when you think of that keyword, which the aliens gave you to cause you all these problems, you know, once it gets out of you, then maybe your illness or problem can go away too, as you came into oneness with the situation. Otherwise, you just put a Band-Aid over it, or you ran the other direction. And a lot of it is, you know, from being in fear. Like I started off, you know, somebody who's maybe in the dating scene who's afraid to ask somebody out or something, well, that could be a lot of stuff going on with that person, you know. Maybe they got shut down in their life. Maybe they got told they're not good enough. And all these things could possibly come up during this clearing. But the main thing is, once you get done with it, you know, maybe you're afraid of rejection, you know, but once you get it done and out, then all of a sudden you go, wow, I'm free. And I've seen people talk about the clearing. I haven't had anybody tell me that they don't even want to do it or that they think I'm crazy. Maybe at first they may say that, but, you know, after that, the people who have done it go, wow, this thing really worked great. So anyway, I guess back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, I have done it. And I'm trying to remember if you suggested this, but I feel comfortable writing the things down that I'm saying. And then I go over it, you know, a few times. You know, I like kind of go down the list on a big legal pad. But then you've also said it's good to do it with a friend. So I guess I write it down and then say it aloud and then, you know, and repeat it for myself, but if I was doing it with someone, I guess I wouldn't have to write it down, right? Is there a better or worse way?
Oh, yeah, you might want to write it down just to know what it is. And you may actually, write down different ways that this energy is using you. Remember, it's taking energy out of you because you're putting the energy, you're blocking the energy. So you're not getting the energy that should be going through you. So you're like freezing up. Maybe in the process of being frozen on that issue, you're losing life force energy. And maybe that energy blockage is there and the energy is trying to come into it, and that could be causing friction, and that could be making you have a problem also. So, but yeah, it might be good to write them down first, but if it is a big issue, then you may want to have a friend of yours do it with you, and it'll help them out too, even if they don't even have the issue. They'll get it released. You know, maybe they only have 10% of what you have. Let's just say that you work for a company and you both work there, and that person's still working there, but you got the axe first, okay? And so you're now upset for whatever reason, probably because you lost your job, and this person's going to be next, maybe in a couple of weeks or a month, getting the axe, okay? So right away, they'll be in the same boat you are, so have them do that clearing with you, and maybe for some reason, maybe once they get the energy off of them, maybe they won't get the axe, okay? I guess the axe is the wrong word to use there. That,
well, we know what you mean.
Yeah, laid off, you know. But remember, they may be the person in your group. Maybe you're the main person in your group that everybody follows. And they go, uh-oh, this person has this problem going on with them. And am I going to catch it now also? Because we normally relate to the same energy. So have your whole group do it, you know. Maybe you have a group that you get together with, half a dozen people or something, and they, well, I'm going to try this affirmation here, so let's all do it together. Remember, at first it may just be mental for the mental people. They may say it and have nothing going on with them at all. It's just words that they're talking about and saying, well, eventually it'll catch in. And once it catches on to that energy that's inside of you, then you're on that roller coaster ride and you're wrapped in and just keep saying it. So back to you, Ann.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. And it's, you know, what you are suggesting and telling us, which is so powerful, is very opposite of what we're taught in our culture. You know, we're taught to say these positive affirmations, to fight things, you know, like you said, cancer. You know, you always hear, oh, I'm going to fight it. I'm going to have a fight with it and win. And that is just not the same thing as loving it out of you. So any issue you might have, I highly recommend that you do this. And let me see if I can just read. Somebody put some really good ones for money. I'm afraid I'm going to run out of money. I love being without cash. I love poverty. Oh, and here's one. I don't know. This is interesting, Ron. Someone put, how about I love being abducted by aliens?
Oh.
I don't think we should say that, right?
Oh, yeah, they may think twice now, huh?
Right.
I wonder.
Okay, and someone's saying, how can you tell if you are releasing it versus attracting it?
We already have it.
Right.
You already got it, so your attraction figure.
You already attracted it, yeah.
Attracted to it, yeah. So I guess the word is say, are you going to draw more of it to you? Well, you're only drawing it to you for what you resonate to inside of yourself. So, yeah, as you keep doing the clearing, you know, you're going to get it out of yourself. You know, if you do 5 minutes of it and stop and do it in a week, of course, you're probably going to be drawing more of that to you, because you're sitting in the energy. It's inside of you. Remember, your body will kill itself to get well. So it's going to bring to you what it needs to balance, okay? It wants to be balanced. It wants to be in peace. So it will bring the energy to you, so you can get it released from you. But you don't know how to do that, okay? That's why we have so many problems here, is that the body will kill itself to get well. So you want to help the body out by getting rid of the blockages. Let them pop up. And as you keep saying it, it'll get released from you, because your spirit will start to release these things. So will your body. It's probably mainly your body is going to get them out of the DNA. So, you know, it's like each time you say it, a little piece pops up and it goes. Another one pops up and it goes. And eventually it's all gone. And you go, wow, doesn't relate to me at all. Where did I get all those thoughts at? Remember, you're probably getting yourself off of some timelines, too, even though it may not look that way, but I would assume that you probably are. And getting back to the aliens. So I love being abducted. I won't say to do that one. But if an alien hears you saying that, what are they going to think? You know, they're going to think, uh-oh, what's this guy going to do to me, right? Or girl, when I get abducted, you know?
Or they're wise to me. Uh-oh.
Oh, there's something going on here, right? Kind of with the club, you know? Maybe they've got a club behind, you know, behind the guy or a girl, you know? But anyway, kind of making a joke out of something that's pretty pitiful and awful and sad. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron. Okay. Let me just check our fast chat here.
And a person might even hate themselves, okay? I love hating myself. I love being grumpy, right? I love being afraid of going to the mailbox. Maybe there's a bill in there or something, you know? Maybe you're afraid of dogs. Maybe you see dogs and you run the other direction because you got bit by one once. No? So,
right.
No? You know, you want to love it out of your life so you can live life. You want to get rid of that blockage. Oh, and remember, if that blockage you have on you will more than likely be drawing something to you. So I hear people sometimes talking about, hey, you better not walk down that street. This is the, you know, the bad neighborhood in town, you know. Don't go over there. Something may happen to you. There's a lot of people there. Maybe they're homeless people or something. Don't go down that street. Well, if you have a lot of fear about that, they're going to read that fear and probably, you know, validate what you're afraid of. So that's one way to look at it. You know, you just kind of look at situations in your life that might be afraid of. And, you know, just think if you have to do something, where all of a sudden you freeze up. Well, why are you freezing up when you're doing something? Oh, you know, it's probably because you had all this fear inside of you. It caused you harm? Yeah, definitely could. No? So, anyway, I'm sure there's examples out there that people could look at, you know, that they're afraid of having something happen to them by some person or organization or something. So you have to just get out of that and know that, you know, you have control over your life and that issue is no longer with you because you cleared it. Back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron. Okay, this is an interesting, I have another question too, but the person that put, how about I love being abducted by aliens, the commenter said, I was being serious. Didn't Jesus say, love your enemies?
That's if they're conscious, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Jesus at that time was aware, right, of what kind of enemy we might be dealing with. He meant other humans, right?
In a sense, that would be probably pretty much correct. No.
Right.
It just depends, you know, where you draw that moral line, if there could be one drawn.
Right.
So the whole thing is you want to get the energy out of you, and people here relate to energy. Aliens may not. They might just see you as food, so they wouldn't really care. Or do you just think of humans, you know? You know, I'm sure that everybody drives by a fast food place and you know what they're serving there. And, you know, they may see you just like that. So, you know, what kind of concern do you have for the cows when you go by a place that serves hamburgers, you know? How do you feel about that, you know? You may not even care when you drive by it. It may not affect you. Some people may not even want to go close to one of those places, but it's the same way with the aliens, you know. You're just on their food chain. So are they going to feel bad because they have food to eat and it's you? Probably not, right? Anyway, I'll
right.
get off.
Could we, Ron, since we've been talking about a lot of, negative things, not negative, but ways to heal negative things, could we perhaps do, a sample of, I guess, the emotional body? If everybody wants to think of one emotional issue, could you do a clearing for us of that?
Well, we could do that. I just think it kind of atomically here, you know. If
all
of a sudden that aliens don't like peanuts, boy, not the peanuts, you know. So anyway, here we go. So emotional clearing. Well, I got some triggers out there, buttons from people. So just think of what your emotional trigger was that we're talking about here. Whatever maybe I said that appalled you the most. So here we go. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We go. Remember, the issues that we're bringing up that you are stuck with now, look at it another way. It took you your whole life to finally manifest and groom this perfect whatever situation it is that you're in. It took your whole lifetime to be where you are now. And you put all that energy into it from the past. This is about 99% correct to get you where you are now with this thing. This is what you really wanted. It was deep-seated, and now it finally came to the surface. So kind of look at that, you know, that you are responsible for your life. A lot of things you're blind to, which is normal. Because not everybody is awake and alert. So all of a sudden something happens to you and you go, wow, how'd this happen? You know, well, it was in your energy field. You just didn't know about it or see it. So, you know, this is why you want to love it out of your life. In this case, there's no victims. You just want to get it out. I will say that there is victims. For alien abduction, that I will say. But the other things that go on in people's lives, just there because you have inside of your body, you got the gift of your ancestors. They gave you all your crap and stuff. I should say stuff. Oh, but anyway, that's the way it is. They gave it to you. And some things are better than others. You may have a lot of wisdom in your family line, and you have the wisdom now. You know, and, you know, that's very good. And there's other things that you might be blind to that you don't know nothing about. But the whole thing is to do clearing so you feel better. Like I said when I started off, you know, with this, after the emotional clearing, do the fear clearing. Oh, well, naturally, what do we talk about tonight? A lot of fear issues, right?
Right.
You're, you know, not having enough money. Maybe you're getting laid off. It's Christmas time, you know, your credit card. That's fear, right? If you had to pay money next month, and so fear is a big one. You may want to get the whole lifetime emotional, fear clearing after the emotional one and get the unlimited on it. See, our show, we talked about fear tonight. Different ways to look at fear. So back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ron. And believe it or not, we are to the end of our show. And I just want to remind everyone, I talked at the beginning and reminded everyone that we have the 8-hour calls coming up, but I also want to tell people that Tuesday through Friday, Ron does healing calls. They're an hour long, and one is an entity clearing. Each has a different purpose. The Wednesday one is the water. You can do 7 containers of water, and it's wonderful. We had a question, Ron, about your Thursday call, which you do every week, and I suggest to everyone they try to get on those. It was the clone clearing, and they were wondering, in light of the Earth Spirit being back here, did you notice any differences or, something different, unusual when you were doing the clone clearing last Thursday? Yesterday, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm saying last Thursday. Yesterday.
For myself, no. I'm pretty much inundated with all this stuff. So, no, I don't really try to focus on one particular thing.
Okay.
Already in the fast lane. And I just stopped and look. Well, that's probably what I could say. Myself, I would
okay.
say no. Someone involved
okay.
now, yes, but back then, I would say no.
Well, that's good, because hopefully the people that are coming on your calls, you know, aren't clones for the most part. So that's good that you didn't notice anything unusual that they're sticking out. So it's basically it's time to say goodbye, and tomorrow night is another show on BBS Radio. And if you have not experienced a visit to the Lightship, test it out tomorrow. It's Saturday night on the Lightship. Kathy will be on the air with Ron. And thank you all for being on the show tonight and listening. And thank you, Ron, so much for another wonderful show. And I'll say goodnight, and just you go ahead, Ron, and say goodbye.
Okay, goodnight, everybody, and we'll see you later. Thank you. Blessings, everyone.